Cheer up, Marines. It's Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter that you're 87.2 light years from Earth and from your loved ones. Everyone on this ship is your family now, so you're not alone. We are all out here so that our families on Earth and the colonies get a chance to do things like celebrate the holidays. Because if our enemy had their way, there wouldn't be an Earth for them to celebrate on. So, this is the traditional Thanksgiving speech the commanding officer gives to her troops. I'm not much for speeches, so I'll keep this brief. And I do have some good news. This ship is outfitted with the best in military-grade food printers from Kowalski Corp. And we'll be breaking them in by printing up the best reconstituted turkey patties you have ever had. Private, I'm talking here. You do realize you're supposed to be sitting attentively. What the hell do you think you're doing? You can wait to get your reconstituted turkey patty until I'm finished talking. Private, what did you just do to that machine? If you broke it, you will be spending the rest of this mission in the brig, after feeling my boot so far up your ass that you will... Okay, it's powering on again. Maybe you got lucky this time, if it still works. But you're not partaking the Thanksgiving feast this year. You're going to miss out on the turkey dish. What the fuck? This thing just printed up some turkey, and not the reconstituted crap. That looks like actual turkey. It smells like actual turkey. It, oh my fucking god, it tastes like turkey. Really, really good turkey, and it keeps printing out more. Why the hell is it doing that? This thing isn't voice activated. At least, it's not supposed to be. Cornbread stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn. It made them all. Private, get your ass back over here. Don't try hiding. Did you do this? And more importantly, can you do this to the rest of the machines here? Yes, that is definitely an order. Do whatever you did to this one, to the rest of them, and explain how this miracle is possible. No shit, this unit is the same on Kowalski Corp sells to the luxury cruise liners? So I just threw a different case on it and altered the controls? But you reset it back to the factory defaults? I'd be really pissed at someone right now if my mouth wasn't watering so hard. They're all back online now. Marines! My speech is over! Thanks to your squad here, we are all eating like kings and queens today! Wait! Don't sneak off again, Marine. Not until you fix the food printer in my quarters, too. Turkey with plenty of dark meat. Mashed potatoes, cornbread stuffing. Bury all of those in gravy, corn, yeast rolls, sweet potatoes with marshmallows, green bean casserole. Oh my fucking god. It made them all. Now, you beautiful machine, make another platter just like that for the privateer. I'm not eating alone on Thanksgiving. No, it's okay, private. Pull up a chair and wait a minute. I need something to drink. Ice cool 2% milk. Biggest glass you can make. Oh, perfect. The only way this could get better is... wine. White. Something fancy. The best you can make. Oh shit. I may have to get you to disable alcohol on the ones in the mess hall tomorrow, though. If someone figured it out there today, I let them have their fun. It's a special occasion. So grab yourself a glass and sit down, private. I don't care if you're not old enough to drink, you deserved it, Private. Kowalski? Wait, you're a Kowalski? As in Kowalski Corp? Is that how you knew about the food printers? Holy shit, Private! Where did you enter the Marines as a private with your family and education? Fuck! Why are you even in the military? Both know you didn't need to join, and despite what they say, the draft isn't a concern for the rich. Excuse me while I stuff my face while we talk. Feel free to do the same. And drink up. I don't drink alone on Thanksgiving or any other day. So, why did you sign up? I guess you don't need to answer that. Wars like this change people. It brings out the worst in some, but it brings out the best in others. Maybe in some cases it turns a rich kid into someone willing to do the right thing instead of hiding behind their money. I wasn't in the Marines at all when this war started. First I was just a military wife. Then I became a military widow. Then I said fuck it and became military myself. I guess I had a score to sell, so I settled it a few hundred times over and did pretty well for myself. I made it to the CEO of my own unit, and now I'm on this shiny new spaceship, leading a ship full of Marines to the front line, just like some other CEO like my husband. So, now that the food is gone, and the wine, too, I guess I have one more question for you, Private. Because that shower over there is made by Kowalski Corp. Are there any tricks you can show me with that thing? Even better, are there any things you can show me in that thing? Don't be so shy, Private Kowalski. It's Thanksgiving. It's not a time to be alone or lonely. You broke all kinds of regulations today by messing with those machines. So I guess I can break some of my own by fraternizing with one of my men. And I'm long, long overdue for a man's touch. I'm going to turn the gravity down in the room. That will allow us to have some more fun in the shower than we normally might, but this will be a pretty boring shower if you don't get out of that uniform. You can consider that an order if you want, but you joined the Marines without any compulsion. I hope you'll join me in the shower on your own free will as well, or you can always go back to the mess hall. You're in for a very warm welcome there as well. You might even see some action from one of the enlisted girls, which I would turn a blind eye to. But let's see if you can turn a blind eye to my body, because I don't plan on showering in uniform either. See? It all comes off, except the dog tags. Those won't come off, as long as I'm alive. Even the second pair, which once belonged to someone else. But now's not the time to talk about him. Now's the time for me to get into this shower and see if I end up showering alone again. Good. I was afraid I would end up having to put that shower nozzle through its paces today. But I think this is the best way to break in this shower, to break in this ship. Actually, as we are probably the first people to fuck on it, at least we will be if you'll get this party started. Just run your hand over my body, like the water showering over me. Lower gravity makes the water fall differently and run down our body slow. It's like a caress, almost as good as the touch of your hands. Another good thing about the lower gravity is It means you can just pick me up. Yes, like that. And you can pull me close as I wrap my legs around you. And then, while I grab onto your shoulders, you can just lower me. Yes, just like that. Let my body settle down on you. Slowly pull down by the artificial gravity. Now the biggest force acting on me is you. So you just lift me up and down as the water splashes on us. I can literally control how fast I slide down on you. Just be how tight I squeeze you. Slowly, each time you lift me up and drop me again. This is my first time for it. But low G sex is a lot of fun, and you're enough like him that I can. Well, never mind. Just keep fucking in. You're in control now. I have to run everything else on this damn ship. I don't want to have to manage my sex life too. I want to just let go and let someone else take charge. But if you tell anyone I said that, I'll fucking put you out of the airlock. Be more forceful. You have my permission to forget I'm your CO. In here, I'm just a woman. Just try not to hit my head against the ceiling of the shower in this gravity. That means holding onto me when you come, because I don't know what may happen when you explode into me in low G. And that injury might be hard to explain to the medic. And that means holding onto me right now. I don't think I can hold back any longer. And neither can you. Hold me tightly as you can. And come to me. And for a few seconds longer, we can forget where we are and who we are. Keep me suspended here on you for a minute longer. So the only thing connecting me to the ship, to the universe, is you. I can close my eyes, and all that is real to me is your cock and your arms and the rest of your body, and the water coming down on us both. Set me down. We can clean each other off as we cool down. Then I should return to the mess hall and make sure things aren't getting too out of control down there. And I can't let things get too out of control between the two of us. Not just because I'm your CO, but because I'm CO to so many others, and they can't think I'm weak, either in bed or in battle. Most importantly, because I can't lose anyone else I love to this war. So whenever we have sex in the future, it's just going to be for lust and some comfort. No love involved, got it? I don't care if the rest of my squad knows about us, but they have to still think I'm tough and can lead them into battle. And if they ask, then I'm the dominant one in bed, and maybe sometimes I will be. Just not today, and probably not tonight. We have some time before I need to go back to the mess hall. Let them have their fun down there. We can have dessert here. Let's see how good this food printer is at those. Pumpkin pie and apple pie, and a very large glass of ice-cold milk. Oh, vanilla ice cream on the apple pie. Mm-hmm. Whipped cream on the pumpkin. And while you're at it, make some extra whipped cream. We can find a use for that later.